All right, today's daf is Menachos daf Kuf Zayin. We left off in daf Kuf Vav Amud Beis, the Mishnah on the bottom of Kuf Vav Amud Beis, which we read yesterday. I don't think we did we start the Gemara?
No.
Okay. So the Mishnah had gone through if a person is misnadev various items, what the minimum amount of those items that he has to bring is. So we said if he says he commits to Eitzim, he needs to bring 2 Gezirin. If he commits to Lavona, he needs to bring a Kometz. And then the Mishnah went on a little bit of a tangent where it discussed 5 halachos that relate to a komet. Then it said if he commits to zahav, he has to bring at least a dinar. Kesef, he has to bring at least a dinar. Nechoshes, he has to bring a ma'a kesef, because we would assume that if he that bringing the smallest coin of nechoshes would be worthless, would be something that's worth so little that can't possibly be what he meant. And then the final halach of the Mishnah is if he says pirashti ve'ni yode ma pirashti, that I definitely committed to bring some amount of money, but I have no idea, some amount of gold, but I have no idea how much I committed to. So we bring up until the point where we're certain that he didn't mean any less, that he didn't mean any more than that. We bring up to the point where he couldn't have possibly committed to bring more than that. Okay, so says the Gemara, first wide line, Tan Rabbanan, Karban melamit shemisnadvin eitzim, that from the word Karban in the Pasuk, we dash in that a person could be misnadev eitzim, that you could commit to bring on your own eitzim. Rashi points out the pasuk nefesh ki sakriv korban mincha. So the kama, how much etzim? Shnei gezirin, 2 blocks of wood. The chenu omer, and the pasuk supports this idea that it's 2 blocks of wood. Vagorolos hipalgu al korban ha'etzim. So Rebbe omer etzim korban heim. Rebbe says that when you bring etzim, that itself is a korban and has a full status of a korban, and therefore to unin melach you need to put melech on it, you need to put salt on it, it requires melicha, utu unin hagasha, it requires hagasha, so it requires all the normal thing, you need to bring it to the Karen Dromus Maravis of the Mizbeach, like a mincha, meaning you treat it like a regular carbon mincha. Amar Ravel, divrei Rebbe, etzim tun kmitza. According to Rebbe, not only that, etzim even required kmitza. Rashi says, well, how do you do kmitza on a piece of wood? So you can't stick your hand in it and you know, unless you're a karate expert or something, and break it into. So Rash says, Eitzim tun kamitza, shemaraskun eitzim dakin, ad shenotel mehem lo komtso. That first you chop it up into tiny little wood chips, and then you take a kamitza from it. Amrav Papel, divi Rebbe, Eitzim shrichin Eitzim. Not only that, Rav Papel says, according to Rebbe, Eitzim require Eitzim, when you have to burn it on top of Eitzim. So just like you would burn the Kometz on top of Eitzim, you would burn Eitzim on top of Eitzim. Now Tosa says, that which our Mishnah says, that when you say Harei Alai Eitzim, that you have to bring at least Shnei Gezirin, that's only if you say Harei Alai Eitzim B'Lashon Rabim. But if you say Harei Alai Eit, then you only bring Gezir Echa, then you only bring 1 block of wood. And so says the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says the same thing. Sfasemis writes that from the Gemara it doesn't seem that way. From the Gemara it seems that the Shir Shnei Gezireitzim is learned from the fact that it says Korban, which we learn from there that you bring you can commit to a Korban of Eitzim, and the Shir of a Korban of Eitzim is Shnei Gezireitzim. So even if you say Harei Alai Eitz L'chora, it would have to be Shnei Gezireitzim, because it's similar to saying Harei Alai Chatzi Yisaron, where the halach is you have to bring an Yisaron Shalem. When you say Harei Alai Eitz, the minimum amount of a korban of Eitzim is Shnei Gezirei Eitzim. So you wouldn't bring an Eitz, you would bring 2 Eitzim. The Yerushalmi says that you're allowed to be Misnadiv and Eitz Echa. That's assuming, like the Shita of Rebbe, that Eitzim is a korban like other korbanos. According to that, then there's a chiluk between Eitzim and Eitz. But if you assume not like Rebbe, so the smallest amount of Eitzim we ever find, the Shnei Gezirei Eitzim. So when you commit to bring Eitz or Eitzim, L'chora, you should have to bring Shnei Gezirei Eitzim. That's how the Sfasema says against Tosos. The Brisko Rav writes that a korban of Eitzim is Shnei Gezirin, like the Pashtos of the Gemara sounds like, when it says V'kama Shnei Gezirin. But when you say beferish that you're only bringing eights and you're dafka mishana b'diburo, so then you would only bring a single eights. Now, according to Rebbe, that it's a carbon mincha, that Eitzim are their own carbon mincha, so Rebbe doesn't say specifically what the shear would be. The Tanakama said, Vekama Shnei Gezirin. L'chora, that's not Shaykh according to Rebbe, because according to Rebbe, Eitzim is a carbon mincha. Shnei Gezirin is a shear in Ma'aracha. It's a shear in the Ma'aracha of the Eitzim Alam Mizbeach. It's not a shear in a carbon. So according to Rebbe, it's not explicit anywhere what the exact shear of Eitzim would be. So Rashi and Tulsa sound like they hold that even according to Rebbe, the Eitzim that you would bring is Shnei Gezirei Eitzim. But Rabbeinu Gershom writes, later on, Rabbeinu Gershom writes in Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph that there is no shear of how much Eitzim you have to bring. Mikdash David points out that Rabbeinu Gershom is against the Tosefta, because in Tosefta it's mefurish that even according to Rebbe it's Shnei Gezirei Eitzim, but Rabbeinu Gershom says there is no shear. So Mikdash David raises the suffix. If according to Rabbeinu Gershom, is it that you can only bring, you can only be misnadev melo kumtso and not more, or maybe since it requires tzmicha, you need, since it requires kmitza, you need more than kmitza so that the rest can have a din of shirayim, and it's only the shiaria comets that don't have a shear. So he's not sure exactly how to understand Rabbeinu Gershom. Also, just once we mention this idea that Rebbe says that Eitzim have a din of a carbon mincha, so the Sfasemis wonders, according to Rebbe, that Eitzim are a carbon mincha, they require hagasha like a mincha and kamitza like a mincha, so l'chora, they should require a kometz of lavona, just like every mincha requires lavona, so the mincha of Eitzim should also require a kometz of lavona. How come that never got mentioned in the Gemara? So the Sfasemis answers that we find some carbonos mincha that do not have lavona, a mincha schotei, mincha Kna'os. So it's not a definite that every carbon mincha has to have lavona. Plus, it's called a carbon, it's never called a mincha. The Rebbe says that it has a din of a carbon. He never says explicitly that it's a full-fledged mincha, even though he does require kmitza, like by a carbon mincha. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Now it's two dots. Lavona lo yivchos min hakometz. If a person commits to bringing lavona, so he has to bring at least a kometz of lavona. Min nala, and how do I know that? Tuchsiv. Pasuk says, v'heiru mimena b'kometz of misol samincho mishamna, v'eskal ha-lavona. That the Torah has a link between lavona and the harama of a mincha, and the kometz of a mincha. Makish lavona la harama de mincha. We link, the Torah links lavona with the harama of the mincha. Ma harama de mincha kometz, af lavona nami kometz. It's just like when you take out a piece of the carbon mincha, it is a kometz. So to Levono also, the shear is a kometz. Tana Rabbanan, harei alai l'mizbeach. If a person just says, I hereby commit to bring to the mizbeach, and he doesn't say what, he says the thing that gets brought to the mizbeach. So yavi Levono, shein l'cha davash karv l'gav l'mizbeach al Levono. So what he should bring is Levono, because that's the only thing that people commit to bring that is absolutely 100% l'mizbeach. So when he says harei alai l'mizbeach, we know he means the thing that is most l'mizbeach. Pirashti ven yodeh ma pirashti, but if he says, I said something specific to bring to the Mizbech, one of the things that could be brought on the Mizbech, I said explicitly, but I don't know what I said, yavi mikol davar shekarv l'mizbech, then he brings from all of the things that could be brought on the Mizbech. So frankly, Gemara v'sulaka, wait a second, in the first clause we said that if he says harei alai l'mizbech, he brings only Levona, because that's the only thing that's really brought on the Mizbech. So now we're going back on that clause and we're saying v'sulaka, what, there's nothing else that's brought entirely on the Mizbech, that's not that's completely brought on the Mizbech, but Ika Ola, isn't that what the definition of a carbon Ola is, that it's Kula Ola on the Mizbech, the whole thing gets burnt on the Mizbech? Says Gemara, not really the whole thing. It's a bit of a misconception. Ika ora le kohanim. The or of a carbonola goes to kohanim, so not the entire carbonola goes on the mizbeach. So says Gemara, okay, va ika ola sa'of. What about ola sa'of? The hide of the ola sa'of of a bird, it doesn't go to kohanim. That gets burnt on the mizbeach. So Gemara says, yeah, but ika marvinot. So there's the crop and the gizzard. There's the still parts, the feathers. There's still parts that do not get burnt on the mizbeach. Okay, va ika nesachim. What about nesachim? Don't the Nesachim get poured entirely on the Mizbech? So maybe that's what the guy meant. Says the Gemara, no, the Shisan Azli, the Nesachim go to the Shisan, they get poured into the Shisin, they don't get burnt on the Mizbeach. So fracturing Maravika Minchas Nesachim. What about a Minchas Nesachim when a person commits to bring a Minchas Nesachim? So that gets burnt entirely on the Mizbeach. So Kivin Dika Mincha Dachli Kohanamina Lo Paskile, says Gemara, no, but since there is a Karban Mincha that Kohanim do eat from, a normal Karban Mincha flour, that after you take the Kemitzah, the Kohanim eat the Shiare Mincha, so we don't want to assume that when he says Harei Leil Mizbeach, that he's talking about a mincha of any sort. So Minchas Nesachim, even though that is brought entirely on the Mizbeach, is not assumed to be what the guy meant to say. The Rishonim of Machlokas, if a person is Misnadev of Minchas Nesachim, whether he needs to bring Yayin L'Nisuch together with it or not. I think we've discussed this before, that Rashi, or at least based on Rashi, some of the Achronim are Medayik, based on Rashi and Daf Kuvdal Ramid Beis, the Achronim are Medayik, that you're supposed to bring Yayin also when you're Misnadev to bring a Minchas Nesachim, but from the Rambam it seems that you only bring Solas and Shemen, but the Yayin for Nisuch you don't bring. You only bring Solas and Shemen according to the Rambam. And the Brisker Rav explains that it's totally on whether the Yayin, this Machlokas is totally on whether the Yayin that comes with the Minchas Nesachim is part of the Karban Mincha, meaning in general, when you have a Minchas Nesachim that's a Chiyuv, the fact that you bring wine with it, is that because it's a Chelek of the Karban Mincha? Or maybe no, maybe just like a Zevach that you bring requires you to bring a Minchas Nesachim with it sometimes, so too the Zevach requires Yayin, one of the extras that a Zevach requires in addition to the Minchas Nesachim is the Yayin. So that's the issue, says the Brisker Rav, that is the Yayin a Chelek of the Minchas Nesachim, or is the Yayin something that the Zevach is Mechayev? Rashi holds the Yayin is a Chelek of the Minchas Nesachim, and therefore if you made a Neder or a Nedava to bring a Minchas Nesachim, you have to bring Yayin also, because a Minchas Nesachim means Solas, Shemen, and Yayin. But the Rambam will hold that a Mincha and Yayin are two separate Karbanos. If a person takes a Nedava to bring a Minchas Nesachim, he brings Solas and Shemen. That's a Karban Mincha, but Yayin is a Karban Bifnei Atzmo. Yayin is its own separate carbon that you never were mechayev yourself in. Good, that's the Machlokas and the Brisker Rav's explanation. What does that have to do with our Gemara? So the Mikdash David writes that you could bring a raya from our Gemara that Yayin is not included in the Nedava of Minchas Nesachim. Because if Yayin were included in the Nedava of Minchas Nesachim, then Minchas Nesachim would not be an example of something that's entirely on the Mizbeach. Because remember, when we said, what about Yayin, what about Nesachim, we said, nah, that's Lashisin Azli, that goes in the Shisin, that doesn't count as being brought on the Mizbeach. The Yayin of the Minchas Nesachim also is Lashisin, also goes into the Shisin, gets poured into the holes on the Mizbeach. So L'chora, the Minchas Nesachim would not be called by the Gemara something that's entirely on the Mizbeach if the Minchas Nesachim included Yayin. That's the Raya the Mikdash David has, that the Minchas Nesachim does not include Yayin. The fact that you bring Yayin, typically when you bring Minchas Nesachim, is that the Zevach is Mechayev Yayin, just like the Zevach is Mechayev the Minchas Nesachim, but they are two totally separate entities. Further in the Gemara now, if a person says, I hereby commit to bring gold, so he can't bring any less than a dinar of gold. So, frak the Gemara, why not? Maybe he meant to say a nascha. So, what's a nascha? So, Rashi says, it's one just a piece of gold. It's not a dinar, it's not a coin, it's not a minted coin, just a flat piece of gold. Tosos writes, Nira de nascha pachos mi dinar, that we're asking that a nascha is really less. So we're saying, how do you know that he has to bring a minimum of a dinar? Maybe he could bring even less. Maybe he could bring a nascha. So Amar Blazer, da Amar Matbeya. Now we must be dealing with a guy who said not just that he's going to bring gold, but he specifically said he's going to bring a coin of gold. So that's why he has to bring a dinar. Frak the Gemara Vidilma Priti. Maybe he meant he's going to bring a pruto, which is smaller than a dinar, like a very small coin of gold. Amar Papa Priti. People don't make prutos out of gold. If you're using gold, you want it to be valuable, so people wouldn't make tiny little prutos out of gold. Lo av di inchi, people don't bother with things like that, even though obviously many prutos could be mitzdarif to cheshbon gadol, and then you'll have a lot of gold. I just heard on the radio the other day, as I was driving on WCBS, they were interviewing some guy who goes in the diamond district, and he like scours the streets, and he collects a couple hundred dollars every day worth of discarded metals or whatever. Okay, so It's a living. So anyway, I think that's what it was. I don't know if I caught the whole story, but anyway, the people don't make prutos out of gold. So now it's clear in this Gemara. If a guy says Harei Alai Zahav, what sounds like in this Gemara is that you can bring a nascha. The only reason that we assume that he's got to bring a dinar is because he dafka specified Madbeya Zahav. That's why it's got to be a dinar. So if that's what it seems to be the conclusion of the Gemara. So the Sfasemis wonders if you look at the Rambam. In Hilchas Eruchin v'Charamin, Perek Beis Halacha Yud, the Rambam writes, if a person says, Harei Alai Kesef, O Zahav, and he doesn't mention Madbeya, so you should bring a Lashon Shel Kesef or Shel Zahav, and it should weigh as much as Yeh Mishkala Ad She Yomar Lo L'Kach Niskavanti. How much gold should he bring? He should bring the amount that he could be certain that he wasn't know there any more than that amount. If he just says, Harei Alai Zahav Stam. Basically, the Rambam applies the last Halach in the Mishnah, where he says, Pirashti where a guy says, I know I committed to a certain amount of gold, but I don't remember what that amount was. The Rambam, so we say you got to give till you couldn't have possibly committed any more than that. We have to assume, the Rambam applies that halacha to stam a guy saying Harei Alai Zahav, where a guy didn't commit to any specific amount. He just said Harei Alai Zahav. But l'chora frekt this fasemes, since he didn't say how much Zahav or Kesef he's going to bring, he just said that he's going to bring Zahav, why can't to bring a chaticha katana? Doesn't the Gemara say a nascha would be good enough in that case if you don't say a matbeah? So the Achronim explained that the Rambam must have understood nascha differently than Tosos. Remember, Tosos said nascha is smaller than a dinar. So the Gemara is asking, how do you know he committed to a dinar? Maybe he committed to even less than that. The Rambam must have understood that nascha is more than a dinar. The nascha is saying, maybe he committed to some size piece of gold. How big? I don't know. Maybe he committed to something very large. The Nascha, the Gemara is saying, how could he be Yotze by giving a dinar? Maybe he needs to give more than a dinar, because who knows what he committed to give. That's how the Rambam must have understood the Gemara, the Achronim point out. Otherwise, you have difficulty why the Rambam doesn't just say he can get away with the Nascha. So, Vaiter Kesef lo yivchos mi dinar. The Mishnah also said if he commits to Kesef, he can't give any less than a dinar. So, Vidilma Nascha, again, maybe he meant a piece of Kesef. Amar Blazer, Damar Matbeya. Again, it's where he says that he's bringing Matbeya. Vidilma Priti. Maybe he meant Prutos of Kesef. Amar Avsheshes Pasha, Dilsaga Priti de Kaspa. It's a place where they don't have Prutos of Kesef. Previously, when it spoke about gold, it said no one makes prutas of gold over here. Okay, kesef some might make, but we're talking about it in a place where they don't have it. Nechoshes lo yivchos mi ma'a kesef. If he commits to bring nechoshes, he can't bring any less than a ma'a kesef worth of nechoshes. Tanya, Blazer and Yaakov Amar lo yivchos mi tzinura kitana shel nechoshes. He can't give any less than a small fork of a little pitchfork made out of copper. He has to bring at least enough copper to make a little pitchfork. L'maychazio, what do you use a tiny little pitchfork of copper for? Amrabaye shemechatetin bapsilos mekanchem banenos. They use it to clean out the candles, to get the old burnt out wicks, and to clean out the candles in a menorah. So there is some sort of usage for a little pitchfork made out of copper. Barzel, Tanya, Cherem Omrim, Lo Yivchos, Mikilya Orev, that if you commit to bring Barzel, so then it can't be any less than this the thing that helps with the birds. What's that? The nails for the birds. Says Rashi, Kilya Orev, Masmarus Chadin, they had these sharp nails, Tochvin Barosh Gag, they would stick into the top of a roof, Barosh Gag HaHechel, to the top of the roof of the Hechel, Lichlos HaOrvin Shlo Yeshvu Alav, in order to scare away the birds, that the birds shouldn't sit on top of the Hechel. How did they see to it that the Hechel didn't have birds land on top of the Hechel? Would have been a big bizayon. So they actually stuck these nails there so the birds wouldn't have anywhere to land. So you have to have that amount of iron, the amount of iron that it takes to make those nails. Vikama, how much is that? Rav Yosef Amma Al Amma. One Amma by one amma worth of those nails is what they needed to keep the birds off of the hechal. Others say that the conversation happened the other way. That first he said you can't have less than an amma al amma, and we said, well, my chazia, what are you going to do with an amma al amma of barzel? Then we introduce the idea that you're using it to keep the birds off. So Rashi, like we said, clearly assumes we're talking about nails that they put on the top of the hechal, and that was used to keep the birds away. The Tosos Maseches Eruv Yeruchan and Davav writes that the chashash is that maybe the birds are going to fly on the mikdash and they're going to drop a davar tame there. They're going to leave something that's tame there. We don't want the birds anywhere near there. That's how Tosfos writes. The Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos in Midos in the fourth parak writes that it's a tas shel barzel, like a sword, like a miniature sword, and the birds won't rest on it. Because if they do rest on it, they would cut their feet on it. So the Rambam, it sounds like that the Kilya Oriv just stops them from resting on it, not from dropping a davar tameh, that's not the primary concern. It's just we don't want birds sitting there. So that seems to be a machlokas rishonim, what the purpose is. Now, there is a machlokas rishonim if they only made this kilya oriv in mikdash sheni, but in mikdash rishon, since mikdash rishon had so much kedusha anyway, maybe they didn't need this because the birds weren't going there anyway on account of the kedusha in mikdash rishon. Where do we ever find that the kedusha will keep birds away? So that's what we just mentioned this past Shabbos. The Gemara Masech HaSukkah, Daf Chav Ches, tells us that Hillel HaZaken had 80 talmidim, and the least of those Talmidim was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And the Gemara says about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, essentially, he knew everything. And he was the biggest masmid, first one in the Beis Medrash, last one out. He had beautiful midos, he was always kodem shalom to everybody, so he knew everything, was the biggest masmid, he even knew the talk of animals and things like that, knew all worldly knowledge, and he was the smallest of the Talmidim. So the Gemara wanted to know, so what was the greatest like? So the Gemara says, Yonasan ben Uziel was the greatest of the Talmidim. And he was so great that when he would learn Torah, and of ha-poreach, when a bird would fly overhead, miyad nisraf, it would burn as a result of the kedusha that was above the head of Yonasan ben Uziel. So some of the Rishonim suggest that maybe Mikdash Rishon didn't need these nails to keep the birds off because the birds were pulverized if they tried to go anyway. If over the head of Yonasan ben Uziel there was too much kedusha, so kal v'chomer over the Mikdash. Now Rashi on that Gemara in Sukkah says that by Yonasan ben Uziel is because the malachim were coming to hear his Torah. I don't know if Malachim would come to the Beis HaMikdash to watch the Avodah or anything, so I don't know if you can make such a tushtel, but we could certainly understand that there was a great deal of Kedusha, and even more Kedusha in Mikdash Rishon than there was in Mikdash Sheni. So that's what some Rishonim say. Other Rishonim say, no, Mikdash Rishon, they also made a Kilya Oriv, and that's how Tosfos writes. And Tosfos proves that they made it in Mikdash Rishon as well, from the fact that we find that Shlomo built the Bayis Rishon, and he made it. Shlomo Melech made one in the construction of the Bayis Rishon. The Gemara might cut enough Tesam and Aleph. So then Tosfos says, no, but that's not a raya that they needed it, because it could be that Shlomo was Yirei Shemayim and he didn't know how much Kedusha there was going to be Chal, meaning he was building it on the Bitachon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to infuse it with Kedusha, but he didn't know. He didn't know for sure how much Kedusha was going to be there, so he had this contingency plan, but then it turned out that they didn't need it. Very similar to how when Moshe Rabbeinu put up the Mishkan during the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim, the Shechina just didn't show up. And that's how Rashi quotes from the Medrash, that the people were complaining, what's going on over here? We put all this work in and the Shechina didn't show up. Shlomo Melech didn't know if it was going to be a repeat of that. Shechina finally showed up when Aaron did the work. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, you see? Kedai v'chashem mimeni. You see that Aaron is better than I am. He gets the Shechina to appear. Okay, so that's the discussion, whether they had it only in Bayis Sheni or even in Bayis Rishon. New Mishnah. Harela Yayin, if a person commits to bring Yayin, but he doesn't specify how much, Leivchos Mishal Shalugin, needs to be at least 3 lug of Yayin. Shemen, if he commits to bring Shemen without specifying, Leivchos Milug, needs to bring at least a lug of Shemen. Rebbe Yomer Shlosha Lugin. Rebbe says that you should bring 3 Lugin of Shemen. Pirashi Ven Yodea Ma Pirashi Yavi Ki Yomer Rubav. He says, I definitely specified an amount. I just don't know how much I specified. So then he should bring the amount that he would bring on a Yomer Rubav. The Gemara will discuss what exactly Yomer Rubav is on a day of much. So Tan Rabbanan, we have a Braisa. Ezrach, the Pasuk says Ezrach, by the Parsha of Nisachim, it says Kala Ezrach Yasa Kacha. So it's an extra Pasuk, an extra word in the Pasuk, Milamit Shemisnad Vinyayin. From that word, in the Pasuk, we learn that the Misnadev Yayin. It's interesting, in the Medrash in Torah's Kohanim, it says, Minayin Shayachim Misnadev Yayin, and it quotes a different Pasuk, Nefesh Ki Sakrav Karban Mincha Lashem, Solis Yah Karbanov, Yatzak Allah Hashem, Nasana Lavona. From the word Karban, it darshins that you're Misnadev Yayin, not from the word Ezrach. So the Taras HaKodesh says there's enough Kamina between the drushas, Ligabe, bringing a nidvas yayin b'shutfus. Can you and a shutf together bring a nidava of yayin? Because when it comes to a karban mincha, the Mishnah says that a mincha cannot be brought b'shutfus, and therefore, if the nidvas yayin is learnt out from ezrach, which the brisa, like the brisa in the Gemara has it, so then it could be brought b'shutfus. But if the nidvas yayin is learnt out from the word karban that's said in connection to the parshas haminachos, that's said in connection to a karban mincha, so then, like the brisa in Taurus Kohanim, like the Medrash says, then it should be have the same din as a karban mincha, and it should not be able to be brought by shutfus. It should only be able to be brought by a yachid. Shutfus would be out of bounds. So there's a big nafkamina which word you use to darshin that you can be misnadev yayin. But anyway, so we learn from there you can bring yayin. How much? 3 lugin. The kamash shlosh lugin minayin shemrat zalos of Yosef. How do I know that if you want to bring more, then you can you're entitled to bring more? Tamalomar yiyeh. Pasuk says yiyeh yachal yifchos. I might think you could bring less than 3 lugin. Tamalomar kacha. That's what the pasuk says. Kacha. It's got to be at least 3 lugin. Shemen lo yivchos min alug. Rebbe Yomer shlosh lugin. If you commit to bring an unspecified amount of shemen, so we had machlokas in the Mishnah, how much you're supposed to bring, either a lug or 3 lugin. But my kabifli, what's the machlokas about? So Amru Rabban kamed Rav Papa bidon mino mino bidon mino vukim basra kabifli. They're arguing in general when you make a drasha where you learn out from another area of halacha, are you don mino umina? Do you take entirely from that other area of halacha, including all the details, or do we say no? We learn the general concept from that other place, but then we apply it and fit it for this area of halacha where we are applying it. So we adjust the details based on the area of halacha where we are applying it. That's don mina v'uki ba'asra. Rabbanan savri don mina u'mina. The Rabbanan say we take everything, we take all the details from the place where we're learning it, and we learn it from a carbon mincha. So ma mincha misnadvin av sheminami misnadvin. We learn from mincha that you're misnadev. Shemin is also could be misnadev. U'mina. Just like by a carbon mincha, it's a log. So over here also, it's a log of shemen. Rebbe savar don mina vuki bas. Rebbe will say, no, we adjust some of the details for the application. The general idea that you can be misnadev, yeah, that we learn from karban mincha. But va'oki ba'asra kinesachim. But shemen in general is not a mincha, it's nesachim. So it should follow the rules of nesachim somewhat, not the rules of a mincha. And therefore, manesachim shloshes lugin, af sheminami shloshes lugin. Just like nesachim are 3 lugs, so too, when you commit to bring shemen, it should be dafka 3 lug. Amar lo Rav Papa, imi mincha gamar lo Rabbi. The kuliyam lo pligi don mina umina. If Rebbe learns it from karban mincha, Rav Papa says, no, then there would be no machlokas. Then everyone would agree, don mina umina. You should take all of the details from karban mincha, and it should be only one log, not 3 lugin. Ela Rebbe me ezrach gamir la. Now the point over here is that Rebbe learns it from ezrach. And therefore, just like we learned Yayin from Ezrach, he learns Shemen from Ezrach also. And Don Mina from Ezrach, Ezrach is by the parish of Nesachim. So your actual original source is Nesachim, and that's why you bring 3 Lug. So it's not an issue of Don Mina, Mina, Don Mina, Vuku Basra, and style of Drasha. It's an issue of where you're getting the Drasha from. Are you learning it from Mincha, or are you learning it from Nesachim? Amalei Rav Huna Brei Damnas on the Rav Papa. So Rav Huna Brei Damnas says Rav Papa, Mimat Samarachi. Can you really say that? Vatanya Karban Melamit Shemisnadin Shemen. It says Karban, we learn from there they can be Misnadiv Shemen. Vekama Shloshes Lugin. How much Shemen? 3 Lug. Man Shamalei Damar Shloshes Lugin Rebbe. So who's the one that taught us that you're supposed to be Misnadiv 3 Lug? That's Rebbe Shita. The Kamaisi Lami Karban. And you see, we're learning it not from Ezrach, not from the Parsha of Nesachim, we're learning it from Karban, from the Parsha of Mincha. So don't you see clearly from there that the first Deo was correct, that they're arguing about Domino or Domino Vuki Basra, not what the original source is for the Chiyuv. So Amalei, Itanya Tanya, he says, okay, what am I going to do? If you have a Brisa that says that way, then you have a Brisa. I can't, there's nothing I can do about that. Pirashti Ben Yodea Ma Pirashti. If a person says, I definitely said a specific amount, I just don't know how much. Yavi kiyom meruba. So the Mishnah said, you bring kiyom meruba. So what does that mean? Tana ki yom tov rishon shel chag shechal liyos b'Shabbos. It means the amount of wine you would drink if the first day of Sukkot fell on Shabbos, where you really were able to let loose a little bit. So that amount of yayin, that's what you would bring. Ki yom merubah means the amount that would be consumed on a on the day where you would consume more wine than you would on a typical day. That's ki yom merubah. Okay, new Mishnah. Harei alai ola. If a person says, I'm going to bring a carbon ola, yavi keves, he should bring a sheep. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer Otor O Ben Yona, that it doesn't have to bring a sheep, meaning sheep is the minimum. A sheep is the assumed to be the cheapest Ola. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, no, maybe a Torah Ben Yona, that could be even cheaper. So you can commit to bring a Torah Ben Yona, a bird. Pirashti min abakar v'ni yodeh ma pirashti. What if he says, I definitely committed to bringing a carbon of bakar, but I never got more specific than that. I just said cattle. I didn't say what kind of animal. So yavi par ve'egel. In that situation, you should bring a par and an egel, the adult and the baby. So the Turi Evan asks, why doesn't he have to bring also a ben bakar, which is a ben shtei shanim? Egel is in the first year of life. Par is in the third year of life. Ben bakar is in the second year of life. That's the Gemara Darshins. That's how the Gemara Darshins in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Yud, that there are three different stages in the life of a cow, so or the life of a bull. So why doesn't he have to also bring a ben bakar? If he knows he committed to something, he doesn't know why he committed. And the truth is, the kasha is also in the hemshech of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if he said specifically that he's going to bring from behema, but he doesn't know what he said, what kind of behema, he should bring a par, an egel, an ayil, a seir, a gedi, a tle. Never said ben bakar. Somehow ben bakar doesn't get listed at all in the Mishnah. So Turi Evan writes that maybe we can assume that you don't have to assume that he wants to bring any karban that's brought as a chiyuv at any point, but it's only those types of karbanos that are chiyuv ledoros. Ben bakar, we never find a chiyuv to bring ledoros in the Beis HaMikdash. So you don't have to worry that maybe he was not there to bring a ben bakar. In the Kuntras Achron, in the Turi Evan, he just wonders, he says that answer doesn't really work, because a Parah and a Rachel are also not a Chav Ledoros, and they are mentioned later on in the Mishnah. So that answer doesn't seem to really work. Another possible answer, some of the Achronim answer based on the Rambam, that any time it says Egel is a Ben Shana, and a Par is Ben Shtayim, that a Par is not Ben Shalosh, it's not that there's this third category of Ben Bakar in the middle. A Par is Ben Shtayim, so the Mishnah is going, like, based on what we paskin, that a Par is Mi Ben Shnei Shana Mimaila, not ben shalushanim umayla. And the Rashash answers that maybe if he says Harayalai ben bakar, he's yotze his chiyuv by bringing a par, since a par is called a par ben bakar also. So maybe ben bakar, even if he had committed to bringing ben bakar, the par would cover the ben bakar commitment. Okay, but either way, that's the difficulty that the Turi Evan raises, that it seems to me we're missing out on one of the stages of the development of the par. Now, Vaiter the Mishnah, if he had committed mina behema, venio de amapi rashti, he said, I definitely said I was going to bring a behema as a carbon, but I don't remember what kind of behema I said. So yavi parve egel ayil seir gedi utle. Fine. Pirashti ven yodeh ma pirashti. If he says, I definitely said a type of carbon, but I don't even remember if I had any, what I committed to. I don't remember anything. I don't remember any of the details that it was bakar, that it was behema, anything. So you bring all the things we just said, and most of all, Torah ben yona. And he also adds on top of the list, a Torah and a ben yona as well. So he's got to bring all of those different things. Harei alai toda ushlamim, yavi keves. If he says he's going to bring a toda and a shlamim, so then he brings a sheep. Pirashti min bakar ven yodeh ma pirashti. Yavi parpara egel va'agala, so va'egla. Then he not an agala, an egla. Then if he says he was parish, but from bakar, but he doesn't remember what, so he brings a parpara, an egel, and an egla. Mina behema v'ni yodeh ma pirashi. He says he's going to bring from behema. He doesn't remember what. Yavi parpara egel va'egla ayil ruchela siiru siiru gadiu gadiu tlau tliya. So talia. So he brings all of those different animals for his todor shlam, because any of them could be used as a todor shlam. Harei shor yavi hu nesach v'manav. He says, I am going to bring a shar, so he brings a shar and the nesachim for a mana's worth. A mana's worth of shar and nesachim put together. That's the assumption, that's what a shar is. Rashi says, that's the din in Torah Shebal Peh. We don't know, there's no basis in the Torah for that. That's Torah Shebal Peh, that stam shar is valued at a mana together with the nesachim. So Tori Evan writes, sounds from Rashi, that this is not a takanas chachamim of bringing a mitzvah min a muvchar, of bringing a nice animal or anything like that, it's halacha l'moshe misinai. It would be included in shiurim chatzitzin u'mechitzin, halacha l'moshe misinai. That is the shita of Rashi. Rambam, Perush HaMishnayos, writes, kol ha-mechirim ha-lalu ha-yo mechirim ha-beinoniyim l'dvarim elu ba'osu zmanu ba'osu ha-aretz. Where are we going to get these numbers of mana? Why would you bring a mana worth when you say that you're going to bring a shor? That was the average price of a shor in those times, in the times of the Mishnah where the Tanaim lived. From the Rambam it sounds that it's not a kavua dika din, that's halacha l'moshe misinai, that you always have to bring a mana. It's just in the days of the Tanaim, this was the average price. And that's what the Rambam sounds like in Hilchos Maaser Karbanos as well. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Maaser Karbanos that Misha Nadar Sharo Ayelo Keves O Egel Chiyotzibem Lo Yavi Kachosh Biyosa Shabosa Amin. Don't bring the weakest one in that min, because that's worth too little. You don't have to bring the nicest one, the fattest one, that you can't find any better. Bring an average one. But no, whatever you bring, your yotzei, but you should bring a beinoni. And the Lech Mishnah is medayik, that the Rambam clearly doesn't say like Rashi. This is not a sheer halachal Moshe Misinai. This is just on average. You have to bring whatever is the average. Egel yavihu nesachav b'chamesh. If he says he's going to bring an egel, so then he brings 5 dinars worth of an egel. Ayil yavihu nesachav b'shtayim. Then it's 2. Keves yavihu nesachav b'sela. So the keves and the nesachim together should equal a sela. All these random monetary amounts, again, all subject to that machlokas Rashi and the Rambam, whether it's halachal Moshe Misinai or the Mishnah was just saying what the average price was. Shor b'mana yavi b'mana chutz min nesachav. But let's say he specified not just I'm bringing a shor. He says I'm bringing a shor b'mana. So then the shor without the nesachim has to be brought with a mana. The mana has to buy the shor without the nesachim. Egel b'chamesh, yavi b'chamesh, chutz min nesachav. Same with egel b'chamesh. Ayel b'shtayim, yavi b'shtayim, chutz min nesachav. Keves b'sela, yavi b'sela, chutz min nesachav. So even though we have amounts that are attached to each type of animal, if you specify an amount for the animal, then it's going to be that amount without the nesachim. It has to cost that, the animal alone should cost that amount. Shor b'mana v'evi shnayim b'mana. Let's say a guy committed to bring one shor b'mana, and he ended up bringing two shvarim worth of mana, so together lo yatsa, he's not yotzei, v'afilu zeb b'mana chaser diner v'zeb b'mana chaser diner. Not only is he not yotzei, not only is he not yotzei if he brings two shvarim together that are worth one mana, even if he brings two shvarim and each one is worth almost a mana, and he had committed to bring one shvar worth of mana, so in total he's bringing like 1.9 manos worth of animals, but since neither shvar alone is worth a mana, each one is chaser dinar, he's not yotzei. So Taras HaKadosh just wonders what the chiddush of that line is. What's the nafkamina, whether it's worth a chatzi mana or 3/4 of a mana or 90% of a mana? Meaning you said you're going to bring a money, you're going to bring a shor worth of money. You didn't bring a shor worth of money. Once it tells us that the two aren't mitzaref to equal the money, so what difference does it make if it's just a notch below a money? The ikar reason, not yotzei yachiv, is because you were not to bring a shor that's worth a money, and you brought a shor that's worth less than a money. So mali hevi b'chatzi mana or hevi b'mana chaser dinar, what difference does it make if you brought a chatzi mana or a mana chaser dinar? Why does the Tana have to teach us this? So the Taras HaKadosh says that maybe you would have said that you're not yotzei yachiv when you bring two shvarim that are worth a mana, because you bring a shor, you're bringing a shor for less than the normal evaluation of a shor. The normal evaluation of a shor is that a shor together with the nesachim is supposed to equal a mana. But maybe if it's pachos dinar, so at least, granted, you had committed to bring a shor that's worth a mana on its own. But now what you bring when you bring a shor pachos dinar is a shor that's the normal evaluation of a shor. Because normally when you say the stam you're going to bring a shor, so the shor together with the nesachim equals a mana. So if you bring a shor that's pachos dinar, at least to bring a normal shor. So maybe you could have had a havamina that the guy Kataina, that's what I meant when I said a shor worth the mana. That I specifically meant a shor that not on its own is worth the mana, but the shor that we would normally buy when we have to spend the mana in total. So that's the havamina. So that's why the Mishnah has to say no, even if it's chaser dinar, it's no good. Shachar vehevi lavan, lavan vehevi shachar. If a guy says he's going to bring a black animal, he brings a white one, he brings a black one. Or a gadol vehevi katan, he says he's going to bring a large one, he brings a small one. Lo yotza. In those situations, you're definitely not yotze. Why does color matter so much? So Tosafot points out there's a gemara nazir lamed alef and beis that says different color animals actually have different jobs that they excel at. That it's a genetic sign for certain kochos that the animal has. So that's why it makes a difference. Katan vehevi gadol yatsa. But let's say you said you're going to bring a small animal, then you bring a big animal. So Tanakhama says, great! You did more than you said. Rebbe Amar lo yatsa. Rebbe says, no, you're not yotze. Katan vehevi gadol is no good. Rashi and the Bar Tanura and the Kiryas Sefer explain that the reason for the Chacham that say katan vehevi gadol yatsa is because bechlal hagadol is the katan. Yesh bechlal masayim mana. That included in the larger is the smaller amount. Whereas other Rishonim say differently. Rav Yochum Fishel Perlau is medayik from other Rishonim, from other Balei Tosos, that we evaluate his kavana, and we assume that his kavana was not to give any less than a katan, meaning he never really committed to a katan. He committed to at least a katan. So very a little bit different. Rashi and the Bar Tanura say that his commitment was to a katan, it was to bring a small animal. It's just that when he brings a larger one, that will fulfill his obligation. Whereas Rav Yochum Fishel Perlau was medayik from Rishonim that no, his commitment was never to bring a katan. His commitment was to bring at least a katan. So l'may nafkamina between the two. So Rav Yochum Fishel Perlau gives a nafkamina as follows. That what does he say? That I don't know. I can't find it. Yeah. So nafkamina would be between the two perushim would be as follows. If l'chachila you could bring a gadol, or it's only b'diavad. If you hold that he never committed to a katan, so then l'chachila you could bring a gadol as well. He just meant I'm committing to at least a katan. But if you hold he did commit to a katan, it's just yesh b'chal masayim mana. Then he should really bring what he committed to l'chachila. Just b'diavad he's yotzei of the gadol as well. So says Gemara v'lo pligi marki asrei marki asrei. In the first line of the Mishnah where we said a guy commits to bringing a keves or a blazer. An ola where the Tanakhama says you bring keves, Rav Elazar ben Azariah says you bring birds. So that's machloka. It's not. They're not arguing. It's just in each place. One in the Tanakhama's place, sheep were cheaper. In the other Tana's place, birds were cheaper. But you bring the cheapest. You're allowed to bring the cheapest. Tan Rabbanan, harelai ola b'sela l'mizbeach, yavi keves. The guy says I'm bringing ola worth the sela on the mizbeach. He brings a keves. Shein l'chadav shakar b'sela the guy mizbeach. Ola keves shakar b'sela because nothing else is brought worth the sela on the mizbeach except for keves. Pirashti v'enyo de'ama pirashti yavi mikaldover shakarv b'sal l'gabim zech. He doesn't say ola. He says I was porish something I don't know what. So then he has to bring something that's worth the selah l'gabim zech. Pirashti minabakar v'enyo de'ama pirashti yavi parve egel. The Mishnah said if he says I know I committed to bring bakar, I just don't know what kind of bakar. So he brings parve egel. Amai v'lesi parmi manav shuch. Let him just bring a parmi manav shuch. Because even if he was supposed to bring an egel, you're allowed to bring a gadol. You're allowed to bring a larger animal, par is larger, mm-hmm. It's just a grown up egel. So, Hamani Rebbe, we must be assuming like Rebbe, Damar Katan Vevi Gadol Lo Yatza, who says that you're not Yotze if you said you're going to bring a Katan and you bring a Gadol. Frek the Gemara, E Rebbe, if the Mishnah's going like Rebbe, aim a safer, read right through the Mishnah. Shor b'mana Vevi Shnayim b'mana Lo Yatza. If he says he's going to bring one Shor where the money brings two where the money, he's not Yotze. Vafil Zeb Mana Chasdin, Vazeb Mana Chasdin, Shachar Vevi Lavan Lavan Vevi Shachar, Gadol Vevi Katan, Lo Yatza, Katan Vevi Gadol Yatza, Rebbe Yomer Lo Yatza. That's the rest of the Mishnah, just a repeat of the rest of the Mishnah. But what do you see? That up until we say Rebbe Amar Lo Yatza, the whole rest of the Mishnah is going against Rebbe. It's going like the Rabbanan. So you want to say that an early line in the Mishnah is going like Rebbe. Last line in the Mishnah is Rebbe. And everything in between is Rabbanan. Reish of the Sefer Rebbe, Mitzyasim Rabbanan. The Reish and the Sefer are going like Rebbe. The middle of the Mishnah just takes a break and goes like the Rabbanan. Can you say such a thing? Says Gemara in Reish of the Sefer Rebbe, Mitzyasim Rabbanan. Vachi Kamar. And this is the way the Mishnah is formulated. The Mishnah first introduces Rebbe Shita, and then tries to tell us that Davar Zeh Machlokas, Rebbe V'Rabbanan, that this issue is actually subject to a Machlokas between Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Okay, we'll pick up from the two dots tomorrow.